Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she thought she heard her mom coming to say goodnight, but 5 minutes later, her mom came to her room and said she had literally just gotten home. Who did say goodnight the first time? Mom doppelganger?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com to share your real ghost stories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on with you?
I was just thinking, you know, growing up, and I love my mother. Mm-hmm. She's no longer with us, yeah. But growing up, my mom was pretty scary. So she scared the heck out of me as a child. And I'm just thinking, do you remember Lady Elaine Fairchild?
Oh, from one of Mr. the Rogers? Scariest bitch in the puppet universe.
My mom reminds me a little of her. Looks wise and stuff like that.
Your but mom, Lady Elaine? I don't.
There was some similarities. Okay. But I'm just thinking like a doppelganger of my mom on top of my mom. Like that would be really frightening.
Did your house like rotate like the Lady Elaine? Spinning.
She had the red nose and the red cheeks and the whole thing.
Oh gosh. And I'm trying to, you should like a side by side here.
I will do that for you and email it out later
your
this
mom
afternoon.
And Lady Elaine.
You might be surprised at how similar
I
they
can
could
picture
be.
Your mom totally. I'm just trying to picture Lady. I guess I can see a little bit, but I guess I'd have to see it on on a side by side.
Mom, I love you. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's the way you're going to get a little haunting tonight for that comment there.
Probably.
855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our first caller of the day and hear a ghost story.
Michelle again. Let me tell you a doppelganger story. It happened when I was about 16 years old. We were in a house in Roland, which is extremely haunted, and I actually passed by it just 2 days ago and for sale again. So, when I was about 16, my mom, all her life, she's always been very paranoid. Our house has tile floors, has an alarm system. She would always lock every window and lock, put the alarm on, whether everybody was just hanging out inside for the day or if somebody stepped out for a minute. She was just always scared of somebody coming in for some reason. So anyways, she would work graveyard shifts. And first graveyard shift, she would get home around 1 or 2. So, like, second shift, let's say. She'd always come home, and she always opened my door and make sure that I was in bed and tell me goodnight. And then she'd go to my brother's door, which started to cough, and she'd do the same thing, make sure that he was home and say goodnight. And then she'd go to sleep. It was every night. It was her thing. So there was one night that I was up late. I think I was talking to her boyfriend or something on the phone. So I was already expecting her to come home. And I heard her high heels on the tile floor. I didn't hear her coming, the high heels tick-tack, walking on the floor. So I jump up and I unlock my door. That way she could come in and say goodnight to me. And when I unlock the door, I see that the handle was jiggling. Like she was trying to open it, so I just didn't think anything of it. I opened it really quick. I was just trying to hurry up and say goodnight to her and get back on the phone with my boyfriend. So I remember I opened the door for her. She was standing there, and I gave her a kiss on the cheek. And I was like, goodnight, Mom, like just really quick. And she didn't say anything, and she just turned around and walked away. And it was really dark behind her. It was, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning when this happened. So she kind of just, like, turned around and went into the darkness of the hallway. And I just closed my door and locked it and went back on the phone. Now, 5-10 minutes later, I hear the alarm go off for the house. I hear her high heels coming. And now she is jiggling the door because I had the door locked now because I was done for the night and I was because my door locked. So she's jiggling and she's asking me, you know, to open it. So I open it and I go, well, what happened? I go, weren't you just here? And, you know, did you leave again? She was wondering if she left the door, she would put the alarm again. She goes, no, honey, I just got home. You know, is everything okay? You look like you've seen a ghost. Pretty much, like, I was, like, deer in headlights. And I was just confused because I had just said goodnight to her. But then when I thought about it, I go, wait a minute. And I didn't tell her this. I just, she goes, nothing, okay. It's okay, Mom. And I say goodnight to her. And she goes about her business. She goes to go see my brother's home now and go back. She goes to her room and goes to sleep. But I get on the phone with my boyfriend and I'm telling him, like, now you were on the phone with me, right? Didn't I just say goodnight to my mom? And he's like, yeah. I go, but she said she just got here. I'm like, who the fuck did I just say goodnight to? I go, could come to think about it, she didn't even say anything. She just, like, normally my mom would ask me, like, you know, is everything okay? Why are you still up? Or, you know, something like that. Or how was your day? But she didn't. Like, she just, so I think that was a doppelganger. I don't know. I believe that that was doppelganger. That was some crazy shit because I think my ex will even remember to this day if I asked him if he remembers that phone call. Because I remember I was so freaked out. I did not want to hang out there. You know, I was even scared to go see my mom because I wasn't sure that was her or not. But she had some experiences with me, or a doppelganger, I guess, being me in that house many times. She would always scream at me, like, in fear. Like, if I would walk through the kitchen, my mom would go, like, ay, or, oh, my God, being Hispanic. And I would ask her, like, why is she yelling in my face? And she would just say that she had just said goodbye to me and that I walked out the door. So she was scared that I was back in her view, I guess, after just seeing me walk out the door. So I would always tell her, like, no, Mama, that was my room the whole time. Like, you know, I'm going to leave now if anything. Or I was just going to the kitchen to get a drink while she was doing the dishes. But there was a door in the kitchen that led to, we would go leave through that door. And she would say that she would just say goodbye to me and I would already leave. And then she also, another time, like, with this doppelganger, or I don't know if it's a shapeshifter or doppelganger, because it mimicked my mom, it mimicked me, and then it mimicked my dad to her as well. She was taking a nap, and I heard this story from somebody else that called in, which tripped me out because it was very similar to what happened with my mom. She was taking a nap in the middle of the day. She would come home 2 in the morning. In the middle of the day, she would take her nap. And my dad came home from work. And when he came home from work, he, like, well, let me backtrack. She was laying in bed. My room and her room would, like, diagonally view each other. We had our doors open. So I remember my door was open and my dad was standing in the doorway. So I see him standing there. You know, I see that he came home from work. And then she just screamed, like, screamed like if she saw spiders. And, like, she screamed so loud. And my dad's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you, like, why did you scream? And she turned around and she looks at him. And I ran to her room at the same time. And she says that she was laying in bed taking a nap. And my dad was laying next to her and gave her a kiss and said, oh, this is so peaceful taking a nap in the middle of the day. And she said, isn't it? Well, isn't it, honey? And when she said that my husband said, or not my husband, her husband, my dad, told her, who are you talking to? What do you mean, isn't it? And that's when she screamed. I do have a lot of other stories about shadow men. Like I said, whole life. So I won't save them all in one call. I'll save them for another one. And I hope to hear this one as well. Thank you and love you guys. Hope you guys are having a good one and staying warm. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts?
I think the story of doppelgangers might be one of the scariest things that that I consider in the paranormal realm. I mean, shadow people, okay, great. Ghosts, okay, great. Maybe even like UFOs and aliens, mm-hmm. if you want to. But doppelgangers are kind of creepy to me because something is trying to pretend to be you. And it sounds like in this case, not just pretending to be one person, but multiple people in the family, two multiple people in the family. That's creepy.
And what is it that's doing that is the question. Is it something else, some sort of outside force? Is it ourselves? Is it another version of us?
That would be weird. Now, imagine like she thought her mom came in. Mm-hmm. So in your theory, is she doing it? She brought in the energy of her mother, or did her mother bring in that energy? That's what are you thinking?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know. I think it could probably go almost either way sometimes. And maybe it's a reflection of another, you know, piece of us, if you will. I don't know. I mean, those are just, it's such a weird topic. There was a movie I watched over the weekend, a bit of it, and was kind of doppelgangerish, and I can't think of it to save my life. It was new. It's like the couple went off onto this like romantic retreat house for the weekend. Their therapist.
Well, that's the problem right there. You never go on a romantic retreat with anybody. Don't do it.
Well, and then Ted Danson's their therapist as well. So that's the other part of it. But it's weird because they're there. Then also there's like doppelgangers of each other. And then eventually they start interacting with the doppelganger. And then I had to go do something else. And I completely didn't finish the movie. But it was kind of along those lines. It was a newer one, too. I think it was like a Netflix or something. I don't know. But it was creepy. It was like another take on doppelganger and more so looking at, like, are these reflections of us? Is it like the idealized version of us? Or is it the worst versions of us? Is it kind of our demons? Is it this or that? I don't know. It was an interesting way of looking at it.
I think that's why, too, AI scares me just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
because I think in the right hands, AI can be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
It could be a very useful tool. But in the wrong hands, where does this stuff stop?
Well, that's the problem. It is amazing. It's crazy what it can do. But, yeah, good luck keeping it out of the wrong hands. It's kind of, but the Pandora's box has been opened, and people that are trying to weld it back and, no, we can't have AI in the music industry or this. Good luck with that. Just, it's like saying, you know, you can't burn CDs. We're going to put protections on this. And it's just, it's there. It's out there. And now we got to deal with it and figure out ways of dealing with it rather than, I think, try to pretend it's not this possible insidious force that's going to take over the world and kill us all. But until then...
Thanks for that positive outlook on it. I appreciate it.
Until then... Yeah, there you go. Well, it's crazy, the headlines that I was reading just of, you know, like predictions for the new year, and I wasn't reading anything crazy. It was just like, you know, whatever, you know, People magazine predictions and that sort of stuff. And there's so many that are so, like, if you were to read these predictions like 10 years ago, you'd be thinking this is insane. Like, this sounds like something out of the Terminator.
Right.
But today it's like, yeah, I could see that happening where the AI kind of starts making its own decisions and kind of gets its own transient self. And I don't know, who knows where this could all go. But
we're so screwed. We're so screwed.
Oh, we are. But I'm going to keep using it until the computer tells me it's going to stop putting electricity in my house and allowing me to eat. And then it takes over like RoboCats and you get attacked and killed by Furbies. That's how the world ends in 2024, everybody. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. So you don't miss any of our episodes. Get access to our premium content, ad-free content on Apple Podcasts on our premium channel there or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.